power.
You think?
Driver of the number 45 carshield.com Chevrolet from Alva, Florida, Ross Chastain. We're also joined by Cody Efaw and crew chief Phil Gould. We'll open up to questions for the three of them.
Just what was the level of determination tonight after what happened?
I'd say it started, it started when they got home last week. This guy was the most, I'd say, animated about it. He's a pretty calm guy. Might have broke his hand whenever he punched the pit box when we just won, but that aside, he was mad. We were all mad. It didn't feel right last week. We know we broke a rule, but it was just the punishment not fit the crime. But they set a new precedent. NASCAR did, and they did not waver one little bit. We just felt wronged by a lot of the processes and the people involved on both sides, competition and upper management. So, I mean, I'm being honest about that. We were mad. I'm not saying we had the fastest truck tonight, but it was about execution and just. I mean, that's my last thing I say before the race with this team is execute. But that's all we have to do, and we can win. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's a thing I've always wanted to do ever since I got into NASCAR, and carried one around for almost 7 years and never did anything, and had to eat a lot of them in sorrow, just like disappointment after the races. So, like, I'm being honest, I carried them around for years and would put them in the coolers for the pit box, even when I knew we're gonna go run 30th in a cup race. Or what's crazy is I started and parked here last year. I came here with Mark Beaver and Jay Robinson and wanted to get laps, so I was ready when I came back if it was in 1 year, 5 years, or 20 years. And I'm not saying that was, like, but it helped, and like stuff like that, like putting in all that work. And just same thing with Cody. They started this team over 3 years ago. And they struggled, and I've struggled with other teams, and we were racing against each other for 15th, and then bringing Phil and Lonnie and Cody and put together all the pieces, like a bunch of misfits, and we all kind of got pushed out of other places. And I think you can talk a little bit, Phil, about like the determination to kind of, after your previous job, just to like go execute and go win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the saying goes in racing, you're only as good as your last job. And I know my last job didn't go so well. And so I was bound and determined, you know, to prove yourself. And I think, you know, when you get that kind of mindset and the kind of people that we have, you can do great things. You know, you don't need the big budget or all the fancy stuff to go with it. I mean, that's the real story. We talked about the story last week. But to me, the cool thing is, you know, if these guys knew what they were getting beat by, they would probably be besides themselves even more.
All right, gentlemen, we are all set with you this evening. Thank you.
Thank y'all. Make us sound really smart when you write about us, okay?